Okay, we're up to the Mishnah on Mendalad Amar Aleph. Hagiorish and his Gaira Bita Ima. A woman was Megayer together with her mother, and she was less than 3 years old. And Tulsa says, it could have just said that a less than 3 year old was Megayer, except it's not Shchiach that she should come less than 3 years old to be Megayer, and who else is going to bring her? And also, since the Mishnah is going to talk about cases where the Geiris took place while the mother was pregnant, so it puts the mother into the picture in the beginning of the Mishnah too. But really, it's irrelevant. Okay. So a girl basically was Megayer, less than 3 years old, Vizinsa. And then she became a Nara, and she was engaged, Murasa. Not engaged the way we have at the first stage of Erison, and she was Mazana. So if she would have been a regular Jewess, and there were Edim that she was Mazana, then she gets Skila. Instead of Chenek, as a regular Eshasi, she gets. That's called a Nara Murasa, and she's Beskila, and the Skila takes place at the entrance of her father's house, not in the place where they usually execute people, by Beis Din, the Shar Beis Din. And if the Edim are found to be Zomimim, the husband brings Edim and says, my wife was Mazana, what's it called, when she was an Arusa. If the Edim pan out, then they kill her by a regular girl. They give her Skila, Pesach Beis Avia. If the Edim are Edim Zomimim, so the husband's a liar, so then he has to pay 100 kesef to her father. Okay. So this girl is chayiv only chenek, the ein lo pesach beisav, and we don't execute her at the entrance of her father's house because her father's a goy. So she really has no father. I mean, real father, halachic father. The lo meyasela, and the guy, if the edim are found to be zomimim, there's no 100 shekel knas, not to her, surely not to her father, since it's not her father. If her mother converted while she was pregnant, so she was conceived from a Goya, but her birth was from a Jew, so she's Jewish because she was born to a convert, but she was conceived when the mother was still a Goya. Hari Zubiskila, then if she later on becomes a Nara Murasa who's Mizana, she gets Skila. But the Ein Lo Pesach Beis Ha'av, but here also, you don't stone her at the entrance of her father's house because she doesn't have a father. The father basically is what's it called, live with a Goya when she was conceived, and therefore it's not considered a father. The Lo Meyasela, and if the Edim are found to be Zomimim, they don't pay 100 kesef to her or to her biological father. Hoysa Horosa Vileidosa Bikdusha. If her mother converted before she was conceived, so she has a bona fide Jewish father, right, who conceived her with this Jewish mother who's a convert, and she was born then, Harehi Kabas Yisrael, Chol Devarei, then she's like a regular Bas Yisrael, she gets Skila, B'Pesach Beis Aviha, and there's 100 kesef that goes to the father if she later on becomes a Nara Murasos Mazana. Now, new case. New regular case, regular woman. Yesh la av, the ein la pesach beis la av. A regular woman has a father, but the father doesn't own a house. He's renting. Lives in a tent. So there's no pesach beis la viha. So yesh la pesach beis la av, right? The father's house is now owned by his heirs, but he's dead. So there is a pesach beis la viha. The house is still called the father's house. After he dies, Tosus and Kedushin and Adorim, right, a person made a nether not to go back to Beis Ha'av, even after the father dies, it's called Beis Ha'av, right? Shvi, we learn it from a Pasuk by Tamar. Shvi Almona Beis Avich, even though Shem, who was her father, was dead by that time. But it's called Beis Ha'av, even after the father's death. So there is a Beis Ha'av, but Ein Lo Av, but the father's dead. So Harizu B'Skila, she still gets Skila. Lo nemer pesach beis avia la mitzvah. The whole din of pesach beis avia is only la mitzvah. It's not ma'akev the parsha, and therefore we give her skila, even though we're not going to be able to makayim Pesach Beis Avia, either because the father's not alive or because what's it called, he has no house. Rashi. V'zin so be'erusin v'hi nara. And she was mezana when she was a nara and nara mu'urasa. So that's the halach of nara mu'urasa, which is meskila, not bechenek, as a regular eshes ish. But if she was conceived, converted, after she was born, so then harizu bechenek. Even if she was megayer less than 3 years old, where she's becheskas besula, this has to be a nara besula ma'urasa. The chiksiva skila benara murasa biyisrael ksiva. The chiksiv ki osa nevola biyisrael. The Rambam, on the other hand, says that it's not because she's not a Yisrael, it's because she's not becheskas besula. It's very difficult. Rambam, because it seems like it's even talking less than 3 years old, where she is Becheskas Besula. And as Rashi holds, the reason is because she's not a Yisraeli. She's not conceived and born Yisraeli. She's a Gioris, so she has a din of a Yisraeli, but she's not a full-fledged Yisraeli. Ein lo pesel beis aviha, ein tzorech lehotzio pesel beis aviha. Misa is not done Pesach Beis Aviyah, but Pesach Beis Din. Velo Meyasela, im nimtza Baal Shakran, the Eid of Zomim, if the husband's found to be a liar and his Eidim are Eidim Zomimim, then normally he'd have to pay 100 shekel knas. Here he doesn't pay any knas. The Kula Parsha Bisrael, the whole Parsha of Motzi Shemra and Nara Murasa is talking by a full-fledged Israelis. Hari Zubeskila, but if she was born Jewish, even though she was not conceived Jewish, then she does get skila. The Gemara Yolifah. The Gemara learned where we know that from. Hari Hikavas Yisrael Lechol Dvareha. And if she was conceived and born, then she is regular Jewish. The Yesh Lepesel Beisav. Then we give her skila at the entrance of her father's house, not by Beisin or Meya Slaim. And if the Baal is found to be a Shakran, he has to pay Meya Shekel. Yesh lo av ein lo pesel beis av gon she'ein lo bayis of Yisrael is kamar. So not talking about the case before. So my regular Jewish, she doesn't have a father, or the father doesn't have a house. Still, you're mekayim the halach of skila. This is just an extra mitzvah. Okay. Minani mile. Rashi minani mile shahu rasa shalom bikdusha. The leidos of bikdusha beskila. The middle case. How do you know that if she was conceived when her mother was a goya, but she was born when the mother already converted, she converted between the conception and the birth, that she gets skila? How do you know that in that case also she's not considered a full-fledged Jewess and she gets chenek, just like the case where she was conceived shelo bikdusha? Omer Reish Lakish, Omer Kra, Umesa, Larabos Horasa shelo bikdusha v'leidosa bikdusha. Pasuk says, "Uskaluha ba'avonim v'mesa." That's obvious. That if you ask skaluha ba'avonim, she's going to die. So the word umesa is extra. So the umesa comes to tell me that you're mekayim the mitzvah of skila, uskaluha ba'avonim, even if she was conceived when the mother wasn't Jewish. That's the chiddush. Rabbi so rushes lo b'kedusha v'leidos b'kedusha. Shmar says he hachi milka nami nilke umeyasela nami l'shan. Then she should be in the parasha completely, not only legabe skila, but legabe the meya kesef and legabe what's it called, and legabe the halacha of malchus that the husband gets if he's lying. We should mekayim the whole parasha of motzi shemra by her, since there's a ribui to say that she gets skila like a bas Yisrael. So we should treat the whole parasha as if she's a bas Yisrael. Or berkra umeisa. Labisa disrupts of all the knas. No, she's only considered a full-fledged Yisraelis legabi the chiyuv skila. Legabi the other halachas, those halachas don't apply. They only apply to a woman who was conceived and born as a Jewess. Mura says the emel rabos horosav leidosa mikdusha. Right? Maybe not. Maybe it's coming to tell me that if she was conceived and born after the mother's conversion, that's where she's considered a Yisraelis. But if she was conceived before the mother's conversion, maybe not. Where it says, Ahi Yisraelis Mal Yisrahi. Right, that misvara, I know she's a regular Jewess. There's no reason to be machalik between her and any other regular Jewess. The mother converted already. She was born from a fully converted mother, even the conception. Why is there a reason to even think that she's not a full-fledged Jewess? Mer says, Ve'emel rabos horasa le'idasa shalo b'kdusha. The baby comes to tell me that even a woman who was conceived before the conversion is considered what's it called, a Yisraeli, since she converted. Im kein be Yisrael, my hanile. If that's the case, then what's the word Yisrael, memayit? It says, ki nevala asla be Yisrael. Or whatever, not nevala, whatever it says, ki... I think that's what it says. Right, Rashi. Minani mili shorosul abidusha le'yosul abidusha b'skila u'mesa u'skalua kolam she'ira b'avonim v'mesa. Hai v'mesa kro yiseirahu. It's an extra pasuk. Be Yisrael. Ah, ki yosa nevala be Yisrael. So the word Yisrael is memayit somebody who's not a full-fledged Yisraeli. So that case is only where she was conceived, what's it called, and born before the mother was converted, and she was converted herself, then she's not a full-fledged Yisraeli. And the pasuk Umesa comes to tell me the middle case, that if she was conceived before the mother converted, but the mother converted before she was born, so she was born already Jewish, then she gets skila, but the rest of the parasha doesn't apply. And if she was conceived and born where after her mother's conversion, then everything applies. Okay. Omer Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, Hamotzi Shemra al Hayisoma Potter. New case. Person's Motzi Shemra on a girl who doesn't have a father. The father died. Regular Jewess. But her father died before she was, what's it called, married. So she got married after her father's death. She was a Nara Hamurasa, and the husband was Motzi Shemra, and said that she was Mezana. And he brought Eidim, that she was Mezana after the marriage, while she was a Arusa. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says that, what's it called, he's Potter from paying the Knas. Shenemar, V'nosnu la'avi hanara prat lozu she'in la'av. Because the halacha is he has to give the knas to the father of the nara, and she doesn't have a father. Moshev Rabbi Yossi bar Ovid, the same Rabbi Yossi bar Zviba, v'im mo'ein yimo'ein aviha l'rabos yisoma l'knas, div Rabbi Yossi aglili. Right? The Gemara says another case of knas, where it also says that she has to have a father. If there's no father, you still pay the knas. Where's the case? By onus u'mafata. Right, person's ma'anes a girl, and it says what's it called? Or he's mafata a girl. So the halacha is that he has to marry her. If the father or the girl doesn't want to marry him, so then he has to pay a knas. Right, and even though it says imoin yimoin aviha, right? Since it says a double lashon moin yimoin, it could say imoin aviha. Why moin yimoin? L'rabos yisoma. Even if there's no father, he pays the knas. If she doesn't want to get married, there's no father. So you see a case where the Torah mentions specifically the father, and yet the father is lav dafka, and if there's no father, he still pays the knas. Say the same thing over here. Even though the Torah says he should give it to the father, if there's no father, give it to her. Whom mosiv lo, whom afar? He asked the question, he answered it. That case is talking where he was mefata her when she had a father, and then the father died. Since the case came up when she had a father, then even though right now she has no father, the din applies that she has to pay a knas. But if the whole case only occurred when she had no father, then erechanami, then there's no knas. Same thing over here. He's talking in a case where the father died before she got married and before she was mezana. In that kind of case, if there's no father, there's no knas. Rava Omar Chayev. Rava argues on Rabbi Yossi Barav Chanina, and he says that if you the parsha is with a girl who's a Yisoma, she's also Chayev. Mimai, Minitoni Ami. How do I know that? How does Rava say? How do I know that even if there's no father, the chiyuv knas goes to her, and it's not that there's no knas. Mimai, because Ami said, Besulas Yisrael, Velo Besulas Geri. It says that ki nevala also be Israel lishka. What's it say? Besulas Israel. What's it say? Besulas Israel. Maybe that's a pasuk. Ki hotzi shame ra'al besulas Israel, and not besulas geirim, but not a besula who's a gioris. Now a gioris has no father, because even if her father is alive, it's not her halachic father, right? Because she's not misyaches after her father who's a goy. She's a gioris. So therefore, what's it called? It comes to tell me that a gioris doesn't get a knas. Now lechora, if a regular Jewess who doesn't have a father doesn't get a knas, what if he told the gioris? She doesn't have a father either. Must be that a regular Jewess who doesn't have a father does get a knas. And therefore, I need a pasuk to tell me that a gioris doesn't get a knas. Okay. Misula Yisrael lo besus geirin. I amres mishloma ki hai gavna bi Yisrael mechayiv hainu ditzri krala mute geirin. Eli I amres bi Yisrael kai gavna potter hashta bi Yisrael potter be geirin mi boy. Is he going to tell me that a case of a regular Jewess who doesn't have a father is chayiv in a knas? So then I need a pasuk to tell me, but a gioris doesn't have a knas, right? Even though she doesn't have a father, but that's not relevant, because if she would be a Jewess and not have a father, she would get the knas. So the fact that she's a gioris patters her. But if a regular case of a Jewess who doesn't have a father would get a knas, then surely a gioris doesn't get a knas, she doesn't have a father. The fact that you need a pasuk to be mine, a gioris, tells me that by a regular Jewess, even the fact that she doesn't have a father does not ma'akiv. Rashi. Moin yomoin b'mefata akosim adabr. Talking by a man who seduces a woman. The motzi lemichta v'im yomoin. The cost of v'im moin yomoin said double. Bein avi yokayim u'memayin. Bein she'in avi yokayim v'him yomayin. So the moin yomoin comes to tell me whether the father's alive and he refuses to let her marry him, or he's not alive and she refuses. Alma afogav dechsib ba'ones v'nosen la'avi hanara. Even though by ones it says la'avi hanara, it's lavdavka, because we learn ones and mafata, one from the other, same din. So if by mafata it says that if the father's not alive, there's still a knas, then the same halach applies to ones, even though it says by ones aviha. Ba'ones and mafata mahadodig mir. We learn them out. Mechayiv knas ayisoma the chitema shani hocha the rabbi rachmana. Right, maybe over here it's different, because it says moin yomoin. It's a special pasuk that tells me that even though the father's dead, there's a knas. Avalagabi motzi shemra lo israboy. But maybe by the case of motzi shemra, there's no special riboy. So there, if the father's not alive, then there is no knas. Hachanami lav yisoma mashma ribiboy. Eladbein hi bein avia yichol ma'akev. Over here, the ribui doesn't tell me a case of yisoma. It just tells me that she can be ma'akev with the father. Maybe it's talking when the father's alive. But from the fact that it says she could be ma'akev, it's coming to tell me that what's it called? It's not a ribui. Just telling me that what's it called? That the father is irrelevant. Kedamrina be'ilunaris. The yisoma lo israboy hocha eladisvira le'latana davia dekamer kra lavla mu'ute yisoma. El lemeimra diknosa lavia v'lo liatzma v'uadin lavia ha'amr b'motzi shemra. It's a svara that the father is around. The father is only there to tell me if the father's alive, he gets a knas. He's not alive, she gets a knas. Hu mosiv ha yisoma dekamer tana. He asked the question from mefata and he answered it. B'bo aleh v'akunis yasma la'olam avi anar lamute yisoma bein b'knas bein b'motzi shemra b'otza shemra. Really, you need a father to pay the knas, both by Motzi Shemra and by Mefuta. And if there's no father at the time that the crime took place, then there's no knas. But the case where there is a knas, even though there's no father, is where the crime took place when she had a father. And now the father died, then there's a knas, because the chiyuv started when there was a father. Rava Merchayiv, HaMotzi Shemra Leisoma. Rava argues on Rabbi Yossi, and he says that if you're motzi shemra on a girl who's a yisoma, and the father was dead even before, still you're chayiv. Midatani ami ki motzi shemra besulas yisrael v'lo besulas gerim v'ha besulas gerim yisomahi. A besulas gioris is by nature, by fact, a yisoma, because her father is not her father. Derachmona afgerei lazari demitzri kishol chamor derci v'zir masusim zir mosam. V'hu loshen shichva zera hazorim kezera mayim. The Torah is mafker their zera. So the father is not considered her father. If she's Jewish and the father's a goy, father lived with a Jewish woman, the father's not her father at all. He's a biological father, but he's not her halachic father. The itzrich kro lemute, still, the Torah says that she's pater from a knas because she's a gioris. L'chorah, she should be pater from a knas, even if she wouldn't be a gioris, she doesn't have a father. You see that not having a father is not relevant. Yamis bishlamba. Okay, therefore, that's what Rava said, right? If you hold that a regular Jewish without a father, the is chayiv a knas, so then it makes sense why you have to marry a gioris. But if a regular Jewish without a father is pater, then what do you need a mimayit a gioris? She goes into that cloud too. She doesn't have a father.